Today's daf is Menachis daf Yud Ches, and we will begin about 15 lines from the bottom of daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis D'Tanya. So the recording got cut off at the end of yesterday's daf, mid-sentence. So Bal Karchach will go back and pick up where the recording left off. And that is, the Gemara was discussing a machlokes Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim, if somebody had a machsheves pigel, but it was lechol dover she'in darkoi lechol, ulahakter dover she'in darkoi lahakter. The Chachamim say kosher, Rabbi Eliezer says pasul. And there was a discussion in the Gemara where the shitas Rabbi Eliezer is on the deiraisa level or on the derabanan level. On the one hand, Rav Asi said that taima the Rabbi Eliezer is, he learns it from the pasuk of pigel. It says, "Im heyachel yeyachel." The Torah mysteriously is describing two achilos, echad achilas adam, the echad achilas mizbeach. But the point is that the Torah refers to haktara as achilas mizbeach, which you would think is an unconventional word to describe haktara. Why did the Torah use the word achila to be makish haktara to the real achila? And to tell me that it doesn't matter if you switch achilas adam l'achilas mizbeach or achilas mizbeach l'achilas adam, either way, it's going to be a machsheves pigel. Based on that makar, it would seem that Rabbi Eliezer's halacha that you don't need dava shadarka lechel, the dava shadarka lehakter is on the deraisa level. Stating that, Ravasi, the same Ravasi said in the name of his Rebbe, Rabbi Yochanan, the Rabbi Yochanan said that the whole shittas Rabbi Eliezer was only on the rabbono level. So the Gemara suggested that it could be it's a machlekes tanoim, tanoihi, ikulamanda omar psula deraisa, ikulamanda omar psula derabono. What's this machlekes tanoim? The Gemara tells a braisa. The tanyu, ashechetes hazevach, if somebody shechts a carbon, lishtois mi domi lamachar, and the koyin, who did the shechita, had a mind not to do zirika with the dam, lamachar chutzles mane, but rather to drink the dam chutzlas manoi, lahakta mipsar lamacher, to take the basa that ordinarily was eaten and to be makter at chutzlas manoi, lechol me'emur of lamacher, to take the emurim that ordinarily would put on the mizbeach, and this kohen had a mind to eat at chutzlas manoi. In other words, he had a mind to eat a dover shein darke lechol, or to be makter a dover shein darke lahakta chutzlas manoi. What's the halacha kosher? Rabbi Eliezer a poysel. That's our mishnah. Machloik is Rabbi Eliezer and the chacham. But this brisa continues. Says the brisa le'niach midam lamacher. What if the kohen's machshava was not to drink the blood lamacher, but rather it was just to leave the dam around lamacher? Rabbi Yehuda poysel. Rabbi Yehuda says that too is going to be possible. Rabbi Loz said after zu. Rabbi Eliezer poysel v'chacham machshirim. I hold that in that case too, it's going to be totally in the machlokes Rabbi Eliezer and the chacham. Meaning, according to chachamim, it's going to be kosher, and according to Rabbi Eliezer, it's going to be possible. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda aliba deman. Who was Rabbi Yehuda going according to when he said that if the kohen had a mind just to leave the dam around lamachar, the dam is going to be possible? Meaning, which one of the chachamim and Rabbi Eliezer, Ilemo aliba de rabbanon, was he going according to the rabbanon that hold what? That the only time you chay from machshav is pigel, it's lechol dovah shadarki lechol, ulahakte dovah shadarki lahakter. And let's pick the case that's most relevant to this Gemara's kasha. In other words, if a kohen had a machshava to drink the dam lamachar, lechol dovah she'ain darkoi lechol, lechol to drink, dovah she'ain darkoi lechol the dam. The chachamim hold it's going to be kosher. Now, if Rabbi Yehuda said a chiddush that if the kohen would have a mind simply to leave the dam around lamacher, the halach is possible, and he said it according to the rabbanon, it doesn't make sense. Why? If he would have a machshava to actually drink the dam lamacher, the halach is it would be kosher. If he has a mind merely to leave it around, then certainly it has to be kosher, because machsheves hinuach is bachlal masayim mana in the machshava of lechol dover shein darkei lechol. And if the Chachamim hold that if the kohen had a mind to have the dam around tomorrow and to drink it, it's on a machshavas pigel, then certainly if the kohen only had a mind to leave the dam around lamachar, the halach is that it should be kosher. Elo, alibi d'Rabbi Eliezer. It must be that Rabbi Yehuda was saying this halacha according to Rabbi Eliezer. Okay, according to Rabbi Eliezer, that holds that it doesn't have to be dover shetarki lechol. Meaning, if the kohen had a mind to drink the dam lamachar, it's going to be a machshav apiselus. Kumtz again, Rabbi Yehuda, and he says even a bigger chiddush. Even if he didn't have a mind to drink a lamachar, even if he just had a machsheva to leave it around for tomorrow. That too would be a machsheva apesalos. What's the Gemara's kasha? Von Rabbi Loza. Rabbi Loza was the third Tana in the Mishnah. This is the Tana Rabbi Loza. Rabbi Loza ben Shamua. He said, "Af bezu Rabbi Liaz a poiz of a chacham machshir." That Rabbi Yehuda sheet is tali in the machloikis. Rabbi Liaz in the chacham. What's the kasha? Rabbi Loza hainu Rabbi Yehuda. We just proved Rabbi Yehuda only could have said his aloha alibi the Rabbi Liaz. Meaning, when Rabbi Yehuda said that if a kohen had a machsheva to leave the dam lemacher, it's going to be possible. He meant that according to Rabbi Liaz, but according to Rabbanan, it's going to be kosher. What did Rabbi Loza say? What's the halacha if a kohen has a mind to leave the dam for tomorrow? Kohen to Rabbi Loza, it's going to be possible. Kohen to Chama, it's going to be kosher. What's the kasha? Rabbi Loza, Hainu Rabbi Yehuda. There must be some difference then, says the Gemara. Oh, Lav, you know what the chiluk might be? Karas, it could be an ayu. Maybe the chiluk is whether or not, according to Rabbi Eliezer, when the kohen had a machshava lechel dovish and darkel lechel lahakter dovish and darkel lahakter, is it a real machshava as pigle that there's going to be karas? Or is it not a real machshava? In other words, did Rabbi Eliezer say his halacha on the deiraisa level? Or did he say it on the Rabbanon level? The Rabbi Yehuda, Sava Rabbi Yehuda, must have held Leniach to the Baham. Bahanach Koris Nami Mechayev. He held that this Shiloh of leaving the Dam around till tomorrow is not Mamish the Machloikis Rabbi Liaz and the Chachamim. Because when the Machshava was Lechel, even Dovash and Darkly Lechel, there Rabbi Liaz holds it's going to be Pigel. In Rabbi Yehuda's case, where he only has Machshava to leave it around until tomorrow, it's only going to be possible. Also, Rabbi Loza, you know what Rabbi Loza's Chiddush was? He said, no, Hainu, this is the Machloikis Rabbi Liaz and the Chachamim. Because he holds, I agree with you, Rabbi Yehuda, that a Machshava to leave the Dam to tomorrow is only possible, but idi possible ve'im bekaras. Rabbi Liaz's halacha is also only going to be possible ve'im bekaras. The bottom line is it's true Rabbi Yehuda said his halacha only according to Rabbi Liaz. And Rabbi Loza was saying that Rabbi Yehuda's halacha is only true according to Rabbi Liaz. What's the difference? The difference is that Rabbi Yehuda's halacha is possible ve'im bekaras. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the same Rabbi Liaz that holds pigle by lechel dovish and darkel lechel is going to hold possible if the machshava was simply to leave it around. Rabbi Loza was coming to say, no, it's mamish the machloikis Rabbi Liaz and the chachamim. Mamish meaning with the ganze ganzkei, that just like Rabbi Eliezer holds what he holds by lechel dovish and darkel lechel, that's exactly what he's going to hold over here. In other words, just like here he holds it's only possible ve'im bekaras, so to there it's going to be possible ve'im bekaras. But the bottom line is this braisa, which is a little bit unclear, which has a machlekes Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Yehuda, and we're not really sure what the machlekes is, argues the Gemara, maybe the machlekes is whether Rabbi Eliezer's halacha was on a deraisa level, thus it's going to be pigel the chayavan of karis, or it's only on the rabbanon level, it's going to be possible in by karis. But the Gemara says, loy, the kuliyama karis, like it could be everybody holds that Rabbi Eliezer's halacha of lechel dovish and darkel, lechel lehakter dovish and darkel lehakter is only on the rabbanon level, and as a result, even though Rabbi Eliezer says throughout Zvachan Amenachis, it's pigel, he means pigel with the rabbanon, but it's ein boy kares. What then is going on in this braisa? So there's some machloikis going on that's unclear. If that's not the machloikis, because everybody holds a coin to Rabbi Eliezer, there's no kares. What is the machloikis? Says the Gemara, v'hachol gimel machloikis bedavar. There's a three-way machloikis going on. Tanakama sova, Tanakama holds. Behanach pligi, laniach tibia koil kosher. That the machloikis Rabbi Eliezer in the Chachamim is where the koin had a machshava lechel, whether it was achilas sod, machilas mizbeach. Now, if it was lechel dovish darki lechel lahakta dovish darki lahakter, that's pigle 101. If it was lechel dovish in darki lechel lahakta dovish in darki lahakter, it's a machloikis Rabbi Eliezer in the Chacham. According to Chacham, it's going to be kosher. According to Rabbi Eliezer, it's going to be possible midrabban. What if the machshava wasn't even lechel? It was lahaniach. It was just that the dam is going to be around tomorrow. Divriyah called kosher. Everyone's going to hold kosher. Rabbi Yehuda sava. Rabbi Yehuda chimed in, and Rabbi Yehuda said just the opposite. Bahanach pligi. I agree that there's a machloikis by lechel dovish darkel lechel lahakta dovish and darkel lahakta. But when it comes lahaniach divriyah called pasul, I hold if the machshava was just to leave it around, even the chachamim are going to hold pasul. Meaning it's actually worse to think that the dam should be around tomorrow and be pasul than it is to think that you're going to drink the dam. Because lechel dovish in darkei lechel is migareya in the machshava. My timer, what's the pshat in Rabbi Yehuda? We're going to go into Rabbi Yehuda's shita in much greater depth when we get into the raid, but for now the words. My timer, the Rabbi Yehuda, gzeira mixas damai otu kol damai, v'chol damai psula deiraisa. It's because Rabbi Yehuda holds that any time a kohen has a machshava to do something to a part of a carbon that's going to make the carbon possible, The machshava to make the carbon possible in and of itself makes the carbon possible. This is Rabbi Yehuda Shita Masech Tzvachim, known as Machsheves Hinuach. Rabbi Yehuda has a special chiddush that there's a machshava apiseles, that the mashal always given is Machsheves Hinuach, but that's only a mashal. The point is, any machshava to make a carbon possible would be a problem. So if you had a machshava that the dam should be around chutz l'zmanoy, dam is nifsel b'shkiyas hachama, it would be noiser. As a result, the dam would be possible. And even though the dam is only possible if all the dam was noiser, and over here you only mechashev for miktsas of the dam, but gzeira miktsas dami otu kol dami. The Tanya Amar Lam Rabbi Yehuda Yatam Moedum Lishin Lichol Amachos Apostle Chishav La Nichol Amosel the Dami Apostle. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. That if the dam would be noiser, the carbon would be possible. So if miktsas of the dam is noiser, it's going to be possible as well. But the point is, Rabbi Yehuda was saying this alacha lekuli yama. Even according to the Rabbanan, that holdech holdovish and dark alacha is not a machsheves pigel. It's not a machsheves pigel, but there's a new concept of machsheves hinuach. And for machsheves hinuach, it's going to be possible. Also, Rabbi Lozal Meim, Rabbi Lozal is the third shita, and he said, af bezu, Rabbi Liezer, poisel v'chachal v'machshirim, that the shayla of machsheves hinuach is toloi in the shayla of lechol dovish and darkel, lechol lehakta dovish and darkel achter. According to Rabbi Liezer, lechol dovish and darkel lechol, will lehakta dovish and darkel achter is possible, no chorus, possible, machsheves hinuach. It's also going to be possible. According to the chachamim, that's kosher. This is going to be kosher as well. Point is, a three way the ikur of this brisa is discussing machsheves hinuach. What's the halacha machsheves hinuach? The Gemara thinks it's somehow related to the machloikis Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim, and this gimel machloikis bedavar. There's a three way machloikis. Do you say everybody holds machsheves hinuach is kosher? That's the Tanakhama. Do you say everybody holds machsheves hinuach is pasul? That's Rabbi Yehuda. The third sheet is Rabbi Eliezer, the Tana Rabbi Eliezer ben Shamua, who held that whether machsheves hinuach is kosher or pasul is totally in the machloikis Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim. Even though at first glance they seem to be two independent machloikasin. One is a shayl of machsheves hinuach. One is a question in machsheves pigel. Do you need a dovah shadar kilechel, a dovah shadar kilehakter? Stating that, Rabbi Loza held the two machloikasin were talui zebezeh. So before we get into some of the lumdis, the Gemara brings a mili de agada. The hatanya freik the Gemara. Is that true? The Sover Rabbi Yehuda lohaniach midamai lemacha divrei Yaakov Apostle. Is it possible the way the Gemara just explained this brisa that when Rabbi Yehuda said his halacha of machsheves hinuach, he was saying it according to everybody? Again, what was Rabbi Yehuda's sheet of machsheves hinuach? Just to be clear, we know that there are different types of machshavas. That if a kohen has this machshava while he's doing the avoda would be possible. Shaloi l'shma, that's Exhibit A. It's the first Mishnah Masechta Zvachim. It's the first Mishnah Masechta Menachos. If a Kohen has in mind Shinui Kodesh, the wrong type of carbon, or Shinui Bailim, the wrong Bailim of the carbon, sometimes it's Kashav Alei Olu L'Bailim L'Shem Chayva. There are a few exceptions. Pesach and Chatas, Minchas Chayte, Minchas Kanois, where the halacha is that it's actually going to be possible. Another example is a Machsheves Pigel. Chutz L'Zmanoi, Chutz L'Mkoymai. If it's a carbon Pesach, he did the Shechita Shalei L'Shomoichlov. There are other examples of Machsheves HaPoisles. Rabbi Yehuda is a Das Yochid in Zvachim Menachis. He had his own example of a machshava apiseles. It's known as Machsheves Hinuach. Where the Kohen had a machshava that during the course of the Avodah, he's going to manipulate the carbon, that the carbon is going to be possible. The example of Machsheves Hinuach is, he has in mind that he's not going to do Zrika when he's supposed to do Zrika. He's going to leave the dam. Now, he never had a mind to do the Zrika Chutz L'Zmanoy. That's Machsheves Pigel. He just had a mind that I'm not going to do the Zrika when I'm supposed to do it. Right? The first half of the Machsheves Pigel. I'm not going to do the Zrika. It's going to be around until tomorrow morning. I won't do the Zrika Chutz L'Zmanoy. He didn't go there. But the dam is going to be possible. Because dam is nifsel b'shkiya sachama. Once the sun sets on the dam, it becomes possible. It's psul noiser. The point is that he had in mind that the carbon should be possible. Rabbi Yehuda holds that a machshava for the carbon to be possible renders the carbon possible. The Chachamim argue. The question is this Rabbi Yehuda totally in the machloikis Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim? The Gemara came out that the Sover Rabbi Yehuda holds that everybody in Shas, meaning in Rabbi Yehuda's world, nobody argued. Everybody held the machsheves hinuach is going to be possible. The Gemara says, could that be? Vatanya Amar Rabbi. Rabbi said, Kishalachti v'matzois midoisai eitzel Rabbi Loza ben Shemua v'amri lo, some say l'matzois midoisov shal Rabbi Loza ben Shemua. So what did this, these two Lashonis mean? So the first Lashon Rashi says is that Rebbe said that I was going to be poshet my sveikos by Rabbi Loza ben Shemua. So Rabbi Loza ben Shemua was obviously a big Talmud Chacham, so big that Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi had a bunch of shaylas. He would go to talk and learning with Rabbi Loza ben Shemua to be Poshet, the sfeikus that he had during the course of this month. As he was learning, he had a list of things he wasn't sure about, and he said, I would go to Rabbi Lazar ben Shemua to be poshet my sfeikus. Alternatively, the second lashon, which is interesting, Rashi says, is that Rebbe was going to hear from Rabbi Lazar ben Shemua the things that Rabbi Lazar ben Shemua knew more than Rebbe. So Rebbe was like, sick, I know Rabbi Lazar ben Shemua knows more than me. He wanted to go, but the point is, he was going to learn Torah by Rabbi Lazar ben Shemua. Says the Gemara, so Rebbe said, Matasi Yitzhak Babli Yeshu Lefam. I found Yosef HaBavli was sitting and he was learning Torah with him. That's an expression of some sorts. The point is, Rabbi Lazar Mishra really, really liked Yosef HaBavli. Oh my Rebbe. So Rebbe went to Rabbi Lazar Mishra and he asked him the question. Sorry, Yosef HaBavli is the one talking. So he asked Rabbi Lazar Mishra if somebody shechts a carbon with a machshev esinuach, and he has in mind that the name is going to be noiser. Now, what's the halacha? Oh my, so he told him, kosher. Now the Gemara tells the longer version of this exchange. The first time he asked him the question was at night, Arvis. He said, what's the halach? Told him kosher. Shachris, he asked him again in the morning. Amalei kosher. Tzorayim. Amalei kosher. Mincha. So what's Tzorayim and Mincha? The two zmanim. Amalei kosher. Ella, he told him. So he told him that, yeah, it's kosher. But the fourth time he asked him the question, he said, oh, FYI, Rabbi Eliezer hold its puzzle. So the Gemara said that when Yosef HaBavli heard him tell him, Rabbi Eliezer's tzavu pun of Shal Yosef HaBavli. He was so excited. He was mamish. He didn't know what to do with himself. Amaloi. So Rabbi Lazar ben Shemua told Yosef HaBavli, kimedumani shalei kivnish mu'aseinu adata. I must have told you something now that you didn't hear before, just based on your reaction. Amaloi Rebbe. Hey, yes. Elosh, Rabbi Yehuda, Pasol Shanali. I'm going to tell you the rest of the story. I had heard from Rabbi Yehuda that Rabbi Yehuda, my Rebbe, the Tanner Rabbi Yehuda, said that Machshev is Hinuach is Pasol. V'chazarti al kol talmidav u'bikashti loichavav le'mezasi. And I've been asking around to try to find anyone else that heard that there's something called a Machshev is Hinuach that's Pasol. And I couldn't hear, and no one told this to me. Achshev sheshonisali Pasol. Now that you told me that there's a Shita al Koponim that holds Pasol, Zolzain it's Rabbi you gave me back something that I had lost. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Lazar ben Shemua heard how excited Yosef HaBavli was and how much he cared about his learning. And there was one Shemua that he knew he heard for Rabbi Yehuda. Everybody denied it. But he knew he heard it, and finally he hears it, and he's reacting. So he got all emotional, Rabbi Lazar ben Shemua. Zolgu ein of demoyish, Rabbi Lazar ben Shemua. Omar, he said, Ashrechem talmidei chachamim, shedivrei teure chavivim aleichem b'yoyser. And Karo olav amikra hazeh, ma hafti teure secha kol hayoyim b'sichase. He was blown away by the drama and the excitement. He couldn't believe his reaction. What's the Gemara's cash? And he continued. And he told him, ha, mipnesh Rabbi Yehuda, because I want to tell you why Rabbi Yehuda, why you heard this from Rabbi Yehuda. Because Rabbi Yehuda's father was who? Little history. Rabbi Loi. Stam Rabbi Yehuda in Shas is the Tanner Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Loi. Rabbi Loi was a Talmud of who? Talmud of Rabbi Eliezer. He was a Talmud of Rabbi Eliezer. So you should know. You're right, Rabbi Yehuda told this to you. But Rabbi Yehuda, the rest of the story is, it was real Alibid Rabbi Eliezer. But why would Rabbi Yehuda be saying Torah over in the name of Rabbi Eliezer? We know Rabbi Eliezer was putting Chayrim. Rabbi Eliezer Shamuti. Rabbi Eliezer was Mitalmidei Dei Shammai. So why was he saying? He says, you want to know the rest of the story? Because Rabbi Yehuda's father was Rabbi Loi, and Rabbi Eliezer was Rabbi Yehuda's father's Rabbi. See, he had a chavivus to Rabbi Eliezer, while he's given the tatus rebbe. See, he had a geschmack in it. So he said he was so excited with what he told him, and it's for that reason. What's the Gemara's kasha? If it's true, like the Gemara thinks in the second lishnit, that what Rabbi Yehuda didn't say is halacha according to Rabbi Eliezer. That was Rabbi Lazar who said the machshav is hinuach is tali in the machleikas Rabbi Eliezer and the chachamim. But Rabbi Yehuda himself said is halacha libe the kuli alma, even according to the chachamim. Then he wasn't machzer the aveda to Yosef HaBavli, because Rabbi Lazar ben Shua wasn't telling Yosef HaBavli where Rabbi Yehuda told him. Because iu plukta kamarle. What did Yosef HaBavli hear from Rabbi Yehuda? Bal korchach. He heard that according to everybody, there's something called machshav zinuach. And what was he essentially telling him? He was telling him that according to Rabbi Eliezer, it's going to be possible, not according to the Chacham. Elamai says the Gemara. Kosher Rabbi Eliezer possible. Isnaya? Elamai, you want to tell me that what? That what he had heard was really it's machlokes ihochi mai homipnei anan nami plukto komasninon. How do you understand? He seemed to have been telling him that you want to know why you heard this? Meaning, how do you understand what Rabbi Lazar ben Shemua was saying? Pasha, Rabbi Lazar ben Shemua was telling him it's machlokes. Machlokes Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim, right? The Gemara's kasha is, then why is Yosef HaBavli so excited? It's not what Yosef HaBavli heard from Rabbi Yehuda. We just said Rabbi Yehuda said that his halacha libe de kuliyam. So Gemara says, I hear. So you want to tell me, literally, that Rabbi Elazar ben Shmuel was telling him it's a machloikis. If Rabbi Elazar ben Shmuel was telling him it's a machloikis, then why did he tell him that the reason your father told this to you, or the reason Rabbi Yehuda told this to you, is because he had a geschmack to say over Shita's Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer is just a das yochid. If he was only telling him that Shita, or if he was paskening Rabbi Eliezer, I understand the geschmack. But it's anyways a machloikas, and he told them both Shitas. So where's the geschmack in Rabbi Eliezer that, oh, you want to know why he told you Rabbi Eliezer? Because he had a geschmack. No, he told Rabbi Eliezer. It's a machloikas. He told them both tzadim. Ella says, the Gemara, Divri Yaakov, Pasol, Asnaya. He told them, Divri Yaakov, Pasol, Umayich Sartali, Avidasi, the Hodale, Mia, Shum, Pasol's Boilam. Avada. Again, the way the Gemara settles this is that that's for sure that Rabbi Yehuda said as Allah, Alibi, the Kuliyama. And Rabbi Elazar ben Shmuel wasn't necessarily telling him Alibi, the Kuliyama. The reason Yosef HaBavli was excited was is because he was trying to find just some smuchin somewhere in the world, anyone that had heard of something called the Machshavas Zinuach, and nobody had heard of it. At least he heard that there's something called Machshavas Zinuach, and as a result, Tzahavu Panov, and Rav Elazar got all emotional, Zogwein of Dema'os, Ashreichem Talmid HaChamim, Shedivrei Torah Chavivim Aleichem B'Yoyser, and Kor Olav HaMikra Hazeh, Ma'a Hafti Torah Sacha, Kol Hayoy Misichase. So Menachis Daf Yudches, Yudzayin HaMabez, Ante Daf Yudches HaMad Aleph, is one of the Mara Mekoymes in Kachin that discuss Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. The Iker Mara Mokim, the primary source for Shitas Rabbi Yehuda in Shas, is Zvachim Daf Lamed Vav HaMad Aleph. Over there, the Gemara brings Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, it's a Mishnah, and the Gemara has a lengthy, detailed discussion understanding Shita's Rabbi Yehuda. So again, what's Rabbi Yehuda's Shita? Rabbi Yehuda's Shita is, if a Kohen is doing the Avodah and he has in mind during the course of the Avodah that he's doing, that he's going to leave over from the Dam beyond the time that it's allowed to be left over. We know there's a psul noiser in a carb. Basar becomes noiser, emurim becomes noiser, dam becomes noiser. Basar becomes noiser if you leave it over beyond the prescribed time. Kachi kadashim is nechalyon. Velayla kachim kalim is shnei yom velayla achas. The emurim need to be burnt during the night. Like atchila, the emurim were burnt at night. Tfilas arvis is keneged aktoras emurim of the tamid shel shachar and the tamid shel bein arbaim. Like atchila, that's when they, before Chatzos, Laharka Kodem and Aveir, Brachas Tabez, right? But there's an idea of Noiser, that if you leave something over beyond its time, it becomes possible. Dam also becomes possible, Noiser. When does Dam become possible? With Shkia Sachama. It's a Sugi Mesechtes Vachem. It's actually going to come up in a few daf in here in Mesechtes Menachas as well. Dam Nifsel B'Shkia. One of the places Rabbeinu Tam discusses his Shkia, right? The two Shkias, his man of when exactly night is a Mesechtes Vachem and Menachas in the Sugi of Dam Nifsel B'Shkia. It's one of the places that Shkia is mentioned in Shas. But the bottom line is dam becomes possible shkia sachama. Once shkia comes, the dam gets a psul noisa. So just like basar and emurim can have a psul noisa, dam can have a psul noisa as well. So essentially, the kohen had a machshava that the dam is going to become noisa. According to the chachamim, it's not a machshava pisa. It's not shloi lishma. It's not chutzas mine. It's not chutzam kaima. It's not possible. Rabbi Yehuda holds there's something called machshava sinuach. The Gemara discusses my time with the Rabbi Yehuda, and the Gemara initially brings a pasuk, and then the Gemara says no. La'olam time with the Rabbi Yehuda svarihi. What's the svara? The svara of Rabbi Yehuda is Rabbi Yehuda was asa machshava kemaisa. Rabbi Yehuda held that being that if the dam would physically be noiser, the dam would be possible, which means the carbon would be possible. If you have a machshava to make a carbon possible, it's as if the carbon actually became possible. Rabbi Yehuda makes machshava kemaisa. That's the lashon agama. If that's the case, then why did Rabbi Yehuda say his halacha by machshavas hinuach? And the Gemara starts firing questions at Rabbi Yehuda. Meaning, any time l'churu you have a machshava to do something that would render the carbon possible, it should be kemaisa, and the carbon should be possible. And the Gemara starts asking questions. One of the questions the Gemara asks is, if a kohen had in mind sheyichlu arelim, or sheyakrivu arelim, or sheyichlu tmeim, sheyakrivu tmeim, that someone that's not allowed to eat from the basa is going to eat from the basa. Someone that's not allowed to be makriv the emurim is going to be makriv the emurim. Say machshava kemaisa. We should look at it as if a tamei just did the avodah, as if an oral just ate the kachem, and it should be possible. And the Gemara says two terutzim. The first terutz the Gemara says is, who cares? If a tamei eats from basar kachem, does it make the carbon possible? No, achilas kachem is shiori mitzvah. If an oral would be makdid emurim, it wouldn't make the carbon possible. Lishnachrina, and that's what we need for this morning's raid, says the Gemara, two words, kol kemine. Sounds familiar? What does kol kemine mean? It's not him. He can't control that. So if a Kohen has in mind that he's going to do something that's biyadoi to do, so over there, there's a halacha. It's going to be a machshav ha'pesel. But if a Kohen has in mind that an Aril or a Tomei is going to do something, he's not the Aril, he's not the Tomei, so mecha tasted the Aril and the Tomei are going to do what he said that he's going to do. As a result, you don't have the halacha of machshav ha'kirmais. So I'm going to tell you something that I saw last night in the Sefer Avoivam. B'shem the brisker of Moron HaGrizatzal, and it ties into a lot of raid that we've spoken about. I think it's kedai to repeat the raid, even though we've repeated it already. We haven't just said it, we've repeated it already, but it's kedai just to come full circle and put it all together, and it's beautiful, clear, classic brisker of this. And that is, brisker of asked the kasha, that the Gemara says that even Rabbi Yehuda, who holds machshava kemaisa, there's something called machshava sinuach, but it's only if the machshava was to make the carbon puzzle in a way where he can control making the carbon puzzle. But if he has no control over this method that he was thinking, the halacha is not going to be possible. Skrov asked the kasha that it's mavur in the first mishnah of the third parak of Masechta Zvachim that being that shchita is ksheira bizar, if a zar would do shchita and it would have a machshavas pivot, the carbon would be possible. Said the Skrov, it sounds to me like if the zar would do shchita and he would have in mind that he's going to, or that a kohen's going to be makted a murim chutzlas manay, or that the kohen's going to do this rika chutzlas manay, the carbon's going to be possible. And the Briskerov asked, kol kemineh, it's not biyadai. He can't do the haktara, he can't do this rika, and Elamai, he's having a mind that a kohen's going to do the haktara, the kohen's going to do this rika, but that's not in his control. How can he control what the kohen's going to do? He's going to get the kohen to be makted a murim chutzlas manay, just like we're saying that a kohen can't have a machshava, that an oru will be makted a murim. Why? Because kol Kemine, he's not the oral. So mecha tasty, the oral is going to listen to him. Ayin Rashi over there. Then Luchuruv asked the Briskerov. Every machshav is pigle when the czar is the one having the machshav. So Bishlam, if a kohen is doing the shchita, he'll have in mind that he himself is going to do the aktaru or the zrika chutzlas manay. But over here, the czar is doing the shchita. The czar can't do the aktaru or the zrika. Elamai is having in mind a kohen is going to do it. The problem is, why don't you say kol kemine? Hat the Briskerov gezogt a gewaldige landes. He said it's cholok be aside machshav is pigle versus machshavas hinuach. Machshavas pigel is a machshav apiselis. The lumbus is that if you have certain machshavas, that makes the carbon possible. What kind of machshavas? Achilas mizbeach, chutzlas mari, chutzlas koimai. You have to be thinking about an avoid the samater, imeyachel yachel, bedvarim hamevi and lidei achila kasim medaber, lumbus al gabi lumbus, al gabi lumbus, al gabi lumbus, chatzi mater, achiyikru vukom matir of karzas, kosher, charifi the pumpetisa, right? All the rage. But the point at the end of the day, what does it boil down to? You did an avoida and you had a very bad machshava. You had a hearer, a machshava zara. You are over loisa surach levavchem lo yechashev. You had a very bad machshava, and your machshava, your zara, is what makes the carbon possible. Now, says the Briskerov, doesn't matter so much if that machshava is something that you could have, would have, should have done. I don't really care. It's the machshava itself that's possible. What's Rabbi Yehuda's machshavas hinuach? Rabbi Yehuda's machshavas hinuach, says the Gemara, la'olam svarihi, machshava kimaisa. Rabbi Yehuda held that if the dam would be noisar, the carbon would be possible. If you have a machshava to make the dam noisar, it's also possible. What's the lumbus? The lumbus is because this type of machshava, Kadosh Baruch Hu's mitzar for lemaisa. Right? Machshava toiva, Kadosh Baruch Hu mitzar for lemaisa. Machshava ro'ein, Kadosh Baruch Hu mitzar for lemaisa. Rabbi Yehuda holds a lumbus, and when it comes to machshavas and kachim, Hakadosh Baruch Hu mitzar for lemaisa. Using those words loosely, but Hakadosh Baruch Hu mitzar for lemaisa. The point is, we see it up as if it actually happened. You don't just see it, you see it up as if it actually happened. So having a machshava that the dam should be nicer allows us to see dam that's nicer. Zokter Briskerov, there is a svar of kol kemineh. Because if it's beyond cha to fear rois the maisa, then I can derher a machshava kemaisa. But if it's not beyond cha to fear rois the maisa, then kol kemineh, then you don't have a right to fear rois the maisa. So Briskerov said that the only time in Shas that you find this concept of kol kemineh is in Rabbi Yehuda's favor for the machshava sinuach. Why? Half of Zvachim and Menachos talks about machshava's pigel. So why is it that one place, Lamed Vav Amid Aleph, tucked away, it's two words in the middle of a dense sugya, that the Gemara throws in a new svara, kol kemine, that the machshava has to be biyadcha. L'chura, it's a very important halacha, it's a very important sifkotan in the laws of machshava shalei l'shma, and really more the machshava is machshava's pigel. So how come it's not mentioned over there? Zokter Briskerov, it's because it has nothing to do with machshava's pigel. Machshava's pigel, the machshava pasel, doesn't have to be biyadcha. The machshava alone is what's making the carbon pasel. It's only Rabbi Yehuda. After the Gemara was mechadish, time of the Rabbi Yehuda, machshava kemaisa. So you need a machshava that we can actually
See is kemaisa. If you could do it, okay, then I can see in the machshava, it's as if you did it already. It's kemaisa. But if it's not something that is in your control, alzeh nemar kol kemine. So why is this related to rate we've spoken at in the past? Because we've spoken at a few times already from achroinim, from gedoyli achroinim, not that way. That shtelt su this svar of kol kemine to the halachas of pigel. Just to go through this very, very quickly. Rabbi Yosef Engel's kashin gvurish moinim. How could a the minchas kanois ever work? According to Rabbi Elazar, that holds a masach tizvachim. Bailim afaglim, that it's not the kohen that controls the machshavas pigel, but rather it's the bailim that's mafagel. Every time a woman is standing in the azara, she's about to drink from the mei saita, because of the suffix that maybe she was mezana, in the event that she knows she's mezana, when the kohen brings the minchas kanois, as the balas hakorban, let her have a machshavas pigel. If she has a machshavas pigel, the minchas kanois is not going to work. If it's not going to work, it won't be mevarer oven, because we know the minchas kanois is what was mevarer oven, and as a result, the carbon is going to be possible. So every woman that's tameh, she has a way of draying arois from drinking from the meisaita. Let her have a machshavas pigel. So we spoke out from Chaim Kanievsky that Reb Chaim Kanievsky Shlita said that the teretz is pasha. Reb Spengel said 80 teretz into this kasha. This wasn't one of them. And Reb Chaim Kanievsky said, no, I have a pasha the teretz. The teretz is that enchanami melamed shabai lemefaglim, but that's poshit that the Gemara says in Masechet Zvachim daf lamed vav amid aleph kol kemine. That in order for a person to have a machshava pisalis, it has to be something that's biyotcha. What machshavas pigul is this woman going to have? The only types of machshavas pigul. Now that we're learning menachas, we can understand this a little bit better. What would be the machshava? The machshava would be so the kohen's bringing the minchas kanois, and he has a mind either to be makta the kohen mitzchus lezmane or to eat the shirayim chutzus mane. Anisha can't have a mind to be makta the kohen mitzchus lezmane because she's pasul akrova and kol kemine, and she can't have a mind to eat the shirayim chutzus mane either because the minchas kodesh kadoshim, and kodesh kadoshim is only nachal zikri kuhuna. Elamai, she'd have to have a mind that a kohen is going to do it. Kol kemine. So you have kol kemine. But you have kol kemine, it's not a machshavas pigel. Reb Chaim Kanievsky understood that even though the Gemara said kol kemine with regards to machshavas hinuach, but of course it applies to machshavas pigel as well. The other marmakum we always speak at is the Rashash. The Rashash Masechet Gittin, a perikah nezakin, where the Gemara discusses kehanim shapiglu. Are they considered mazikin? Do they have to pay now or not? It's totally in the shayla of hezek nikker shmei hezek or hezek nikker loy shmei hezek. Hezek she'ene nikker shmei hezek, or hezek she'ene nikker loy shmei hezek. Regardless, but the Mishnah says it in the context of kohanim shapiglu. Frank the Rashash, why kohanim shapiglu? Azar also. Azar could also be mefagel. That's the first Mishnah, the third paragraph of Zachas Vachim. A kohen being that shchitas ksheira bizar, a zar could have a machshavas pigel as well. Zach the Rashash, of course, a zar could have a machshavas pigel. But a zar can never be a mazik with his machshavas pigel. Why? Because the Gemara says in Zachas Vachim, daf lamed vav amid aleph kol kemine, that the only time you can have a machshavas pigel is if it's something that you can control. The only machshavas pigle that a zar can ever control would be achila. Because how do you have a machshavas pigle with a carbon? To eat the basar, to be makta de murim, to do shvicha shirayim, to do zrika. The only one of those four things that a zar can ever do is eat the basar. But even that, he can only eat the basar if it's his carbon. If it's his carbon and he had a machshavas pigle, he's not a mazik. You can't be mazik yourself. Now let it be chayvel ba'atzmoy, but you're not a mazik, you don't pay yourself, right? It doesn't make any sense. It's not chavol anyways. This is niske moment. So the bottom line is said the Rashash, you're never going to be a mazik if you're a zar. The only time it's negeya, where a koyan had a machshavas pigle, and it was a mazik, if it was a kayan, because if it was a zar, it would never be. Again, it's all presupposing that kol kemine is true, not just for machshavas inuach, it's true for machshavas pigel as well. Azoim de gedoyli gedoyli achroinim gelerent. Stating that in Bris, they don't learn that way. In Bris, they say over, from the Bris Gerov, they say this in Shir, that the Bris Gerov assumed that it's pashit, that the Gemara said kol kemine dafka, tucked away, zvachim lamed vavam and aleph. The Gemara said regarding machshavas inuach, on the tzad, the time of the Rav Yehuda, is machshavas. It's because in the world of machshava kemaisa, you have to see in the machshava the maisa, and for that it has to be biyada. Because if it's not biyada, how do you bridge that gap from the machshava to maisa? It's over there that the Gemara uttered the immortal words kol kemine b'lashon bitmiya. But as it relates to an ordinary machshava apiselis, you're never going to find this idea of kol kemine. The maskemine is Rav Skarav held that if a zor would do shchita amanas, that a kohen is going to do zrika chutzas mani. Rav held that's a machshava's bigel shash. Chayim, Andrei help, not that way. Either way, there's more to talk about on this note. I'm sure we'll get to that the next
One day. Let's go back. Zok the Mishnah. Lo yotzak. As we turn our attention from the sugyas of pigel to just stam sugyas about menaches. Lo yotzak. If the yitzika wasn't done. So one of the avodas that was done with the carbon mincha was yitzika. What was yitzika? You pour the oil on the mincha. So again, how was the mincha prepared? Started off with a klisharis. You put oil in a klisharis. Then you added soilus. You put more oil. You mixed it, known as balila. Then you added a third serving of oil. That's what's known as yitzika. So the yitzika is an avoida that was done in the Karban Mincha. And the Mishnah discusses what happens if loy yotzak or loy balal, there was no balila, loy potas, there was certain menaches, before the kmitza was done, had to be cut up, had to be chopped up, right? That was the avoida kashish of a mikdash. One of the three avoidas kashish that were done in the Beis HaMikdash was the kmitza, specifically the kmitza with the big pieces of baked bread, because it couldn't be chaser, and it had to be, it couldn't be yasser, it had to be perfect, nothing's allowed to be protruding from the sides, and the kohen had to use his thumb and his pinky to somehow smoothen that out. That was the kmitza that was done after the petita. So loy posas, loy malach, or if the mincha wasn't salted before it was put on the mezbeach, v'loy hein, if the tenufa wasn't done, loy hegish, the hagasha wasn't done, oishe pitam pitam rubes, or there was pesisa done, but it wasn't pita merubais. The Gemara will explain what that means. But like mashchan, there were certain menachas that had to be smeared with oil. Ksheira, the halacha is, if it wasn't done, it's going to be kosher. So basically, a whole list of mistakes that were done in this mincha, like yatzak, like bala, like potas, like malach, like heinif, like hegish, shepatatam, but pita merubais, like mashchan. The bottom line is, right, it sounds like this list would be possible, but no. The halacha is kesheira. Zok the Gemara. My loyot. What do we mean when we say loyotza? Even loyotza klal doesn't mean that you don't have to do yitzik at all. Ikuv iksiv, but it can't be. It says mafurish that it's ma'akiv. Now Rashi says it really doesn't say anywhere mafurish that it's ma'akiv. But Rashi has two pshatim. The first pshat Rashi says is it says twice that you have to do yitzika, and the rule in kachem is shina kasev la'akiv. So the Mishnah can't be saying loyotza klal is going to be kosher because shina kasev la'akiv, which means that it's ma'akiv. Ella says the Gemara. What does loyotza mean? Loyotza kain. Zar. It means to say that yitzika doesn't have to be done with a kohen; it can be done with a zar. Ihachi, frank the Gemara, leibala nami leibala kohen elazar. When it says leibala is kosher, does it also mean that you have to do balila? When is it kosher if it was leibala kohen elazar? But the point is, yeah, a zar has to do it at the very least because hal leibala klal psula. But now we learned in the Mishnah, and everybody knows this Mishnah. Even though first glance it sound like you never heard this before, everybody knows this Mishnah. Shishim nevlalim, shishim ve'echad ein nevlalim. So how big could a mincha be? So the halacha is, if you want, you can add soilus to the mincha. You could add up to 60 esroimus. 60 you could, but 61 you can't. What's the reason? Because if you have 60 esroinis, it's going to be possible to do the mitzvah of belila. But once you have 61, it's not going to be possible to do the mitzvah of belila anymore. Rashi brings two pshatim exactly what this means. Does it mean that you're going to have 60 esroinis of soilus together with the one loig of shemen that you were supposed to have? Rashi has a second pshat that it could be that you added a loig of shemen for every sarin that you have. So it's going to be 60 lugin of shemen as well. Stating that, 60 Esroinos with 60 lugin you can mish. Once you have 61, even though proportionally you have the same amount of oil as you do if you would only have one Isarin with one like shemen, but still it's going to be tricky. But the bottom line is, but the Gemara asks, who cares that if you have 61, you're not going to be able to do the belila? But now we learned in a Mishnah, loy balal kosher, v'amar abzeira, kol aroi lebila, ein bila ma'keves boy. V'chol she'enoi roi lebila, bila ma'keves boy. It's true. On the one hand, you find that belila is ma'akiv. On the other hand, you find that belila is not ma'akiv. How do you reconcile that? What you need is that it should be roi lebila. If it's roi lebila, so if you have 60 esroinos with shemen, where it's roi labila, you could do the mitzvah belila, then it's going to be kosher. Because kol roi labila ain't bila ma'keves boy. If you have 61, even though you've been that you can't do the bila, it's an ainay roi labila, kol she ain roi labila, over there, bila ma'keves boy. What's the bottom line? What do you see from here? That as long as you're roi labila, ain't bila ma'keves boy. Which would then mean that when the Mishnah says loy balal, you don't have to do belila. You need that it should be roi, but you don't physically have to do it. What's the kasha? The kasha is that if lo yotzak doesn't mean you don't have to do the yitzika, it just means that a kohen doesn't have to do the yitzika, then to be consistent, loy balal should also mean not that you don't have to do the bila. In other words, you do have to do the bila. It just means that a kohen doesn't have to do it. I know kol aroy labila in bila ma'keves boy. But the Gemara says midi iria. What kind of kasha is that? Hakadisa v'hakadisa. When the Mishnah says lo yotzak kasher, it means lo yotzak koyin alozar. Avadi, you have to do the yitzika. That lo yotzak means a koyin doesn't have to do it. When it says lo yibolal, that means something else. Lo yibolal klal. Now this idea of kol aroy labila in bila ma'keves boy is something that's going to be discussed in greater detail. It's a menachas sugya. It comes from bila, as in the mitzvah of Belula Bashemen, that's where it comes from. So we'll discuss in Yes Hashem when we get to the sugyas later in the Masechta. But just one point, and that is that this principle of Kolaroi Labila and Bila Makevesbay is applied to many different areas in Shas. And the truth is, you have to know when to apply the principle and when not to apply a principle. That's something that's always Tsarich Bir. But the Rishonim throughout Shas and the Gemara throughout Shas mentions this principle of Kolaroi Labila and Bila Makevesbay. I mean, just one example, just to bring out the point of how far the Gemara will sometimes go with the Rishonim Tishtel too. Right, we know the halach is when it comes to Hagadas Eidos, mi piyam v'loy mi piksavam. So the Rishonim ask, and all the festerade when you learn Nashim Nezikin feels like eons ago, but when you're learning the sugyas of, especially in the beginning of Masechtas Gittin, Ramei Shita of Eidich Sima Karsi, is that how does a shtar work? If there's halacha mi piyam v'loy mi piksavam, so how does a shtar work? So Tosis brings from Rabbeinu Tam. The Rabbeinu Tam said that this drasha mi piyam v'loy mi piksavam just means that you have to be able to say Eidos and Bezin, but you don't physically have to say Eidos and Bezin. And says Rabbeinu Tam that as long as you're someone that can theoretically get up in Bezdin and testify in court and say Eidos, even if you write it, it's going to be okay. Because kol aroi labila ain't bila makevesbay. As long as you're roi to say your Eidos mi pihem, it doesn't matter if you write your Eidos. What then is the halacha mi pihem loy mi biksavim? It's lamute ile. Someone that cannot talk, he physically cannot get up in Bezdin and say Eidos. He's an enoi roi labila. He cannot say Eidos mi pihem. Al zen nemar mi pihem loy mi biksavim. Amazing. We're taking this halacha in Masechtas Menachah, and we're applying Rabbeinu Thomas to answer the Groysa Kash of how you understand shtar. Every shtar has Eidos. The Eidos are in the ksav of the shtar. I mi piyam v'lay mi piksavam. Because the din mi piyam just means you have to be ra'oi to say Eidos mi piyam. But once you're ra'oi, kalaroi labila and bila ma'keves. So how do you know exactly when to shtal su this halacha? Either way, vayta oisha pitam pitam aruba is ksheiro. So the third thing that the Mishnah said was, la yatzak loy bila v'loy potas. If you didn't cut up the mincha that needs to be cut up, it's also kasha. Then the Mishnah says, or if you cut up pita merubais, it's going to be kasha. What's the Gemara's kasha? Hashle potas kal kasha. You tell me, if you didn't cut it at all, it's going to be kasha. Pita merubais mipaya. So you have a meaning that if you cut it up and you made big pieces, it shouldn't be kasha. So the Gemara says, my pita merubais sheriba beptitim. Pita merubais means that you cut it up too much. That's also a chiddush. Not big pieces, the echos, but rather many pieces, bekamos, not qualitatively, but quantitatively. There would have been a havamina that it's actually worse to chop it up. You diced it. Maybe that's worse than, incidentally, this is all based on the fact that the Gemaras at the end of the Masechta discuss in very precise detail. These are the more technical sugyas in Masechtas Menachos, right? The end of Menachos has reputation to be more technical. These are some of the technical sugyas. It's because the Gemara discusses exactly how it had to be chopped, how it had to be cut up. Either way, that's what it means when we say pita merubay shiriba b'ptiv. Iba yisayim alo, pita merubay smamish. Ma'od the time I would have thought, hu de'ikater is chalas aleyem. Maybe if you didn't cut it at all, it's okay. Because at the end of the day, it's a chala, right? You have your lecha mishnah, your full chala. Maybe over here it's worse to cut it. Even in big pieces, is maybe worse than not cutting it at all. Kamash Malon, that's the chid. It doesn't matter if you didn't cut it. If you did cut it, it's too small. It's right. You diced it, or you have pitim gedolim. Either way, the halach is it's always going to be kasha. Zokti Gemara Levi Masis Loik Reb Shemin. The Mishnah, which part of the Mishnah? The Mishnah that said Lo Yotzak, which we just explained means Lo Yotzak Koyin Elazar. That Azar is allowed to do Yitzika. Lechura is the Loik Reb Shemin. This is a very important Reb Shemin, which lends itself to a lot of raid that Bezrat Hashem will get into tomorrow. So it says the Gemara, Leim Masis Loik Reb Shimon, the time we went to the Bryce, Reb Shimon Noimer, Kol Koyin, She'in Moida Ba'avoida, In Loi Chelik Bekuna. Any Koyin that's not Moida Ba'avoida, he doesn't believe in the Avoida, In Loi Chelik Bekuna. Shenemar, Hamakriv Es Dam Ashlamim, Ve'es HaChelef, Mi Bnei Aharon, Loi Tia Shei Kayomim, Lamona. The Pasuk says that the Koyin got certain parts of the carpet. But which kohen got it? Hamakriv es dam ashlamim. And it doesn't just mean a kohen that does the avoda, but it means, according to Rabbi Shimon, a kohen that believes in the avoda. Moide ba avoda yesh loy chelik b'kohuna. Then he gets matnas kohuna. She einoy boide avoda ein loy chelik b'kohuna. Says the Gemara, ve'in li ela zu bilvad. That pasuk is talking about a specific avoda. Hamakriv es dam hashlomim ve'esachelif. Minay le rabbis tesvav avodas. How do you know all 15 avodas, such as hayetzikos va'belilos va'ptitos va'melichos va'tenufos va'hagoshos va'hakmitzos va'haktoros va'melikos va'hakabolos va'hazois va'ashkoa soita va'rifas eglo v'tayres mitzayra unasias kapayim bein befnim bein b'machutz minayin. How do you know all those other avodas? Incidentally, if you take a look at Tosfos, Tosfos says ton of a shayer. I have another list: chumas hadeshen, sidum arochos, shnei zira heitzim, dishavus be'ech apnimi, va'menoyer v'lechem aponim, ubzichel avoyna exel. But the bottom line is that you have a whole list over here. How do you know if a kohen was not moiden, not just in the hamakriv es damash, but he's not moiden all those other avodas either? How do you know? Ein leichelik talmud loymar mi bnei aharon. It says mi bnei aharon avoda m'sru lebnei aharon. Any avoda that's m'sru lebnei aharon called kohen shein moiden ba ein leichelik begura. What's the kasher asher nogeil in yoneinu? What we need is one of the avodas Rabbi Shimon mentioned was yitzika. If yitzika is an avoda, that means it's only that, right? It doesn't say shchita because shchita is k'sher bizar. So it, but it says yitzika. Vaistois yitzika's psula bazar. The Mishnah said layotzak, and layotzak means layotzak kain alazar. That means azar is allowed to do yitzika. Says the Gemara, lema masnisin the loik Rav Shimon. I'm Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said loik kasha kan b'minchas koyanim, kan b'minchas yisro. Could be Rav Shimon was talking about one type of yitzika, and the Chacham were talking about a different yitzika. Minchas Yisrael, the bas kmitza, minchas Yisrael that had kmitza, mikmitza ve'elach mitzvahs kohuna. Right, the drosh is from kmitza on, you had to do. He needed a kohen. So the regular mincha that had kmitza, it's mikmitza ve'elach mitzvahs kohuna. This logic is a little counterintuitive. Vir li meidal yitzik ubli l'shekher b'zor. So here you can have the halacha that anything that precedes the kmitza, such as the yitzitz and the balila, what we need now is the yitzika, is going to be kosher b'zor. Minchas koyan in the lav bas kmitza mikara b'aykuna. But minchas koyan, which didn't have the avodas kmitza, not every mincha had kmitza. So minchas koyan that actually didn't have kmitza, so being that it didn't have kmitza, so you don't have the mikmitza ve'elach. So over there, the yitzika is going to also need a kohen. So it's true. The Mishnah says lo yatzak kohen elazar is kasha, meaning yitzika lav avodi. Reb Shimon, when he lists his tesvav avodos, mentioned yitzika and others. Yitzika is avodi, but like kasha, the Mishnah is talking about an ordinary mincha that has kmitza. Al zeh nemar mikmitza ve'elach, whereas Reb Shimon was talking about the minchas koyanim, which did not have kmitza. You don't have mi kmitza ve'elach. So even what preceded the kmitza is going to need a koyan. Amalei Rava mechti minchas koyanim heches atzrabi liyisikim minchas Yisrael. How do you know there's a din yitzika by minchas koyanim? You know it from minchas Yisrael. If that's the case, ma hasam ksheir bazar avachanam ksheir bazar. Apparently, the whole makar that there's a din yitzika by the minchas koyanim is gufa learned out from an ordinary mincha. So if an ordinary mincha is ksheir bazar because you have the halacha mi kmitza ve'elach, then how could minchas koyanim be different? Ikad ami, some had a different version of this exchange. Amar Rav Nachman loy kasher. Rav Nachman answered this theorem, meaning trying to reconcile and make Rav Shimon work with our Mishnah by saying kam benik mitzayis, kam b'she'en nik mitzayis. Very similar. One's talking about whether it was a mincha that had kmitza, the other is discussing a mincha that didn't have kmitza. Rashi says what the second Lishna is adding on the first Lishna. But it's the same teretz. With this kmitza, it's mi kmitza ve'elach, so that the yitzika doesn't have to be done with a koy. Where there's no kmitza, then everything has to be done with a koy. But Amalei Rava, Rava asked the same kasha. Mech b'she'en nik mitzayis, meches rabbi yitzika min nik mitzayis. How do you know that in nik mitzayis and yitzika you know from the nik mitzayis? Ma hasam k'sheir b'zar afachanami. Ella says the Gemara, Machvarta Masis and Loik Rav Shimon. Seems to be one of the themes in the beginning of Masechtas Menachos. The first Mishnah we said was Loik Rav Shimon. Shimon holds that there's no psul shalei lishma when it comes to Menachos. But either way, Ella Machvarta Masnisin, the Loik Rav Shimon, there's a lot of rate to speak out. And Netz Hashem will save that for tomorrow.